At Farm to Table, we know how confusing healthcare is. We're here to simplify the healing process. We believe that healthcare should be simple. It should help people feel better. That's why we started the Table Talk podcast, to gather around the table with you, no matter where you are. We want to come and learn together and discuss a new healthcare approach that addresses the root cause of your symptoms. The journey for each person is unique, but together we can thrive. All right. Welcome back to the Table Talk podcast. My name is Melody Hartzler, and I am the owner and CEO of Farm to Table. And I have with me two of our pharmacists. We have Dr. Jessica Orlowski, who is in Pennsylvania, and then also Dr. Megan Morrison, who is in Texas. We are so excited to talk to you today about detox because we have an upcoming program that we're going to invite you to join us in, a two-week program to sort of reset. We call it the 14-day reset, but it really supports a lot of what we have to talk about today. So we will get started with why do we really need to detox? And so there's so many buzzwords about detoxification. People are like, oh, we have an organ that's called your liver. We have the kidneys and they do the detoxification, which is true. They absolutely, those are the major organs for detoxification in addition to our gut, which plays a role as well. And so we are going to talk about why. And the why really starts with that we're just bombarded with all kinds of different chemicals in our environment. So we are just overwhelmed in a sense. So our body becomes overwhelmed with those heavy metals, organic pollutants, food-related toxins, also hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, genetically modified organisms, home cleaning supplies. We've got flame retardants on our furniture and sometimes on our car seats. There's actually been studies that new umbilical cords of newborns have found over 200 industrial chemicals and pollutants in them. And this is a child that has not even come out into the world yet that has been exposed to all of these things. So we're talking about this because we have an overwhelming amount of toxins in our environment and in our food supply and our water. And so unfortunately, the beautiful creator designed us to be able to detoxify all these things, but not in this crazy world that we live in right this second. And so we have to take our time to really support our body and do our due diligence in helping to reduce our exposures. We can't reduce everything, and we could try to live in a bubble as much as possible, but we're not going to be able to reduce every single pollutant that we encounter. And we're also not going to be able to never drink from a plastic bottle and all of these things. So we can do our best to have our stainless steel bottles and do our best to buy organic foods if that's something that's affordable for us and try to avoid those. There's car seats out there that don't have flame retardants on them because the fabrics are naturally flame retardant. We can avoid the dry cleaner. So there's lots of big things we can do to avoid some of these additional things. We can filter our water is another thing, but we're going to talk about a lot of those. But I just want to give us a little bit of an overview first of what the organs of elimination are and how detoxification works. And so the first pathway to detoxifying things in our body and sometimes even activating things. So we might take a nutrient or eat a nutrient that needs transformed to actually have an action. So the liver does that. And so the liver has enzymes that are responsible for breaking things down. And sometimes the metabolite that is broken down is what actually has an action in the body. So it's really important to support our liver with our specific nutrients. And then after the liver has this first pathway we call phase one, there's also phase two in the liver. And that is really important as well. And we have to make sure that we're supporting our body and getting plenty of fluid because, well, the first part, the fat soluble toxins in the first part of the phase are transformed into intermediate, slightly water soluble substances that may be more reactive than the original molecule. Like I said, they could be more of the active form. Phase one enzymes also produce free radicals that are also transformed by antioxidants into harmless molecules. So another reason why we need to put those antioxidants in the diet. And then in phase two, we have this neutralization of these toxic water soluble intermediates. So we have conversion of these reactive intermediates from phase one to non-toxic water-soluble molecules. So we need to make sure we're plenty hydrated to make sure that our liver is supported in that aspect. And then phase two reactions, they conjugate or attach to the toxin and other water-soluble substances to increase the solubility and help it move to the kidney and help to filter out of the body. And then the phase three component is really the substances getting out of the body. So this is getting things out in the intestines, facilitating excretion, also excretion in the urine, and also excretion in our sweat. And so we have different phases of this process. And so if we take in a lot of toxins and we have unhealthy digestion, or we don't have optimal nutrients to help the liver support in this process, this can result in some systemic accumulation and recirculation of these metabolic toxins and really contribute to chronic adverse health events and health conditions. So certainly a lot of times when I see people just so overwhelmed with allergic symptoms, so overwhelmed with fatigue and metabolic symptoms, sometimes this is just a really good place to start, is getting our system moving. And we really have to start backwards. And so the reason we say that is we don't want to push phase one and then not be pooping and have enough water to get for our kidneys. So we have to make sure that someone is got their lymphatic system working well, and some certain detoxification programs will support lymphatics. We also have to make sure this person's going to the bathroom every day. We have patients come to us all the time that are only going to the bathroom every other day. Or I've had people sometimes once a week they have a stool. And so that's not going to be enough for our body to really get rid of all this stuff that we're exposed to. So we have to work on that first. And then I'll have you guys sort of chime in with what our approach is to supporting the other, the phase one and the phase two.
So you mentioned food, and yes, they're going to also make supplements that kind of will replace these foods. Like I know they make, so cruciferous vegetables really help support the liver with phase one. So broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, and they do make supplements. However, there is such an, I don't know what to call it. There's such like an art, such a beautiful thing, the actual, the real food, what it does in our system compared to what a supplement does. So I always stress with detoxification, like food first. Yes. So try to eat food first. Also to antioxidants. Yes, there are a ton of antioxidant supplements on the market, but there's, again, something with like the natural antioxidants in berries versus supplements. So, you know, like we will talk more about our 14-day reset, but that has a huge food focus.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And again, that synergistic, like the synergistic nature of all of the different elements that are in those foods versus just targeting one specific antioxidant compound.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to food, there's so much talk about like what is a healthy diet? And really we can break it down. It's really easy. Like just eat a lot of colorful foods, eat real foods, shop the perimeter of the grocery store, like fresh foods versus these prepackaged, highly processed foods. When you are eating the intact food and the different colors, like that's when you're getting all those phytonutrients, antioxidants, you know, everything that our body and our detoxification system needs to work optimally.
Right. Yeah. And the protein piece, I think, is really important too. I don't think people realize how important protein can be in this process too. So for glutathione support, which glutathione is like the master antioxidant in the body, certainly we could take glutathione, but we need to support our body's production of that. And like Jess said, the food first way, but glutathione is created often, some of the amino acids that are created that help create it are called, one of them is cysteine. So cysteine rich foods like eggs can be really helpful. Even cysteine is in other meats and things, but even in produce like garlic and onions and broccoli can really help support the liver in that context. And I find that tends to be one of the, if someone is deficient in amino acid on some of our functional medicine lab testing, cysteine tends to be one that is often deficient because it's spending so much time going into this process of making the glutathione and helping the body counteract all these things that we're exposed to, that we tend to need a little bit more of that.
And I don't want to jump ahead on this either, but we talk about toxins, we talk about heavy metals a lot too. And when heavy metals will bind in our intestines, where minerals are actually supposed to bind. And so our foods don't have as many minerals in as they used to. Plus, a lot of us are drinking filtered water. We're not replacing these trace minerals. So things like selenium, zinc, magnesium. So I have felt a difference personally myself and have seen with a lot of my patients by just recommending a daily trace mineral supplement. And so when you intake the amount of minerals that you're actually supposed to, it then doesn't allow the heavy metals to bind, and then your body can get rid of them.
That's a great recommendation. I think the hard part is like some of the water, like we're filtering everything out because we want out the drugs that are in the tap water and we want out the hormones that are in the tap water and all of these pesticides. And when we do that, we take the minerals with it. So especially if you have a reverse osmosis system. So I think I'm gonna order some. Would you ever do a brand that you recommend for Trace Minerals?
I really like, so Trace Minerals is an actual company that you can get. Some grocery stores will sell them, a full script. But they have so many, it's kind of very confusing. So I really like Jigsaw. And you can get Jigsaw on FullScript. It's pretty clean. It comes in different flavors. And I just take one packet a day and kind of divide it over, like dilute it through a bunch of bottles of water, glasses of water.
Okay. Yeah, we can link that in our show notes to our FullScript store. That's awesome.
I'll link one too. I think it's from FullScript. I can't remember if it is the Trace Mineral brand that Jess mentioned, but it's just the drops. Like, so it's a bottle and you can put 3 or 4 drops in your bottle each time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do, I think, a different type of minerals, but I don't know if it has like the selenium and everything that you're talking about in it. So that's good to think about having maybe a more comprehensive mineral versus just like electrolytes.
Like right now, things that are really popular I see are Liquid IV and Element. Liquid IV does have a lot of sugar in it, but it is replacing some of those like macro minerals like sodium, potassium, magnesium. And then Element still doesn't have so much of like the trace ones that we're really talking about, like manganese, chromium. So, you know, that's why I like the Jigsaw, because it is very well-rounded with minerals.
And so do you normally recommend that in addition to a multivitamin that may have those minerals too?
So my go-to multivitamin actually is beef liver capsules.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's so much, they're so nutrient dense and they're like a food source of vitamins. And we actually absorb minerals and all these vitamins the best as like a food source. So I've been having a lot of success in patients very open to taking beef liver capsules because it's easier than telling them to eat beef liver.
Right. So. I've tried that.
I'm too scared to try that.
We used to buy like a whole cow and split it with another friend. And so we'd have like all the pieces of the cow in the freezer. And so I would, when my daughter was young, she was iron deficient. My kids have like a genetic iron deficiency, like their dad and my sister-in-law, like all can't absorb iron very well. So I was like, oh, I'm going to make these beef liver meatballs for her. And she ate them as like a less than 1-year-old, but past that, not so much. Just like, I just can't get past the smell of it. Chicken liver is definitely more palatable as far as the smell. So can you taste the beef liver at all when it comes up?
No, they're big capsules and most of them are like 4 capsules that you have to take, but no. I would say completely palatable. Very good.
All right. Well, maybe we'll link that as well. And so what about as far as, I know Megan is passionate about this, like personal care products and things like that. Like, what do you say about how to lifestyle strategies? We talked a little bit about the food and then we could probably expand a little bit on the food piece as well. But with our lifestyle, like how do we prevent as much of the overwhelm of our system with picking products?
I think the biggest thing to start with is avoidance. I mean, and I say that like Melody said, we can't live in this bubble. We can't avoid toxins 100%. Like I think it's impossible in today's world. We are just bombarded in our house, outside of our houses, in our workplaces, our cars. We can definitely minimize our exposures and avoid. So I think that's where we can avoid and what we can do versus those other things in the environment. We obviously like would love to eat all organic foods and have all of our personal care products be free of all of these, you know, but it's expensive. And I'll say like, I started my journey with, you know, kind of loading, I'll call it, gosh, probably like 8 years ago. And back then, like there definitely weren't as many cleaner brands on the market. But when I started learning about this and wanting to just change over everything in my world to non-toxic, like it was so expensive. And so one strategy I like is to just kind of start with things that you use like the most. So what is your body? If you're someone who doesn't wear makeup every day, like don't go and replace all your makeup with non-toxic, you know, like start with the things that you use the most. And definitely I think food is huge. Like again, organic food. And then, you know, the whole issue of food right now in our just this political environment and everything, like food prices rising. But budgeting. Like, you might have to make some hard choices. Like, I want to budget for these organic foods or high quality foods, because we eat every single where we're lucky enough to be able to do that. And so if I'm, you know, eating strawberries every day, like, I think the number one most pesticide laden fruit and vegetable on the market. So, like, I buy organic strawberries. I will not eat non-organic. But, you know, so just stuff like that, like really focusing on where you can make those changes. And so food, I would definitely start with. And then some of those personal care products and stuff in the house. I think Melody mentioned cleaning supplies. Those are some of the big ones that I think of.
Yeah, for sure. And certainly if you are living on a farm or in a rural area and you're on well water, I would say like the first step is getting that water filtration system, because we're taking in, I mean, even if you're on tap water, yes, that's an important step, but I just think there's so many links to how closely you live to a farm, like leukemias and other mortality based on some of these exposures to chemicals is really important to help reduce. And so we want to try to clean up that water supply. Even the water that you're washing your foods with and things really should be this filtered water at that point. And a good filter, like a reverse osmosis system or a system that actually removes all of these toxins. So that would certainly be my big thing besides watching the Dirty Dozen. I don't know if we mentioned that yet, but the Dirty Dozen is those top 12, and we'll link a picture or something on that in the show notes. But those are the sort of things to take to the grocery store. If you're trying to budget and you can't buy everything organic, we don't need to buy some of the thicker skinned type vegetables organic. We need to focus on those things like the strawberries, the blueberries, some of the salads and things that aren't in the ground with some kind of cover over them. So anything else, lady? That you want to add about nutrition?
Yeah, we can link the Dirty Dozen Clean 15 in the show. Environmental Working Group updates it every year. And just like Megan said, like budgeting. And I have three young kids that, you know, some days they'll eat a whole entire container of strawberries. And then the next week they're onto pineapple. The next week it's grapes. So, you know, I kind of pick and I try to go by the Dirty Dozen Clean 15 as much as possible, but organic apples are expensive. And if they're eating 5-6 apples a day, some things you can do is always wash your produce. Yeah. You can fill your sink with water, like dilute it with a little bit of vinegar. That's a really good way, because pesticides do contain a lot of heavy metals. And so what this Dirty Dozen Clean 15 is kind of showing what foods absorb most of these pesticides, or which ones are like use pesticides the most on them. So that's one of the biggest concerns. And so if you can't buy organic, just look into making sure you're cleaning your produce very efficiently.
Yeah, I remember we had a post on our Farm to Table team media account, but healthy living on a budget. So there was a few tips. Buy in bulk, that can also help. Melody mentioned like her and some friends or neighbors like bought a whole cow and you split it up. That's one extreme, but even just like buying in bulk at some of these grocery store, cut out all the extras. Like there's so many products these days on the grocery shelves that, I mean, they taste good. They're fun to eat, but they can be very expensive, like almond crackers and organic, whatever, like it adds up. So, you know, maybe limiting those splurges to every once in a while. And then just focusing back on the basics and buying in season your fruits and vegetables. Sometimes that'll help limit costs. So just some different things. It does take, you know, like maybe you're having to write out a grocery list before just going into the store and looking at what looks good at the moment. Like it maybe takes extra planning, but I think there are some ways to make it more affordable.
Yeah. And there's this thing I just recently saw, and I think I shared in our Slack channel, but it's called Garnish, Garnish. And I think it's actually available now. It was on a Kickstarter campaign for a while, but you can actually put your like fruits and vegetables in there, and it like helps to remove pesticides, and it has like data that it's removed like specific ones.
So
I will link that in the show notes as well, because maybe that is how, if you can't afford certain vegetables, you buy this one time and it helps to purify your food. But yeah, all the different things. I do get a little nervous about, there's a lot of people out there putting like vegetable rinses on like vegetables, and Basically, it's like almost like soaps to like break things up. But sometimes it has like certain essential oils in it. And I'm just like, I think we could be doing too much to clean our vegetables at some point. Like part of eating fruits and vegetables also is like microbiome soil-based organisms. And so I get a little nervous when we're like completely like destroying any potential bacteria on these fruits and vegetables. I don't know what you guys think about that or if you've seen people doing that as well.
No, I see that a lot. I actually don't do that. I mean, like you said, some of that, you know, dirt and all that, like that is great for us.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's hard because there's good bacteria and there's not good bacteria, especially even in the soil. But I feel like we're just like trying to live in this like the more clean we, it's the whole hygiene hypothesis too, like all these allergies and everything we have because we don't have this good microbiome because we're not exposed to all these things. I just think we don't know enough about if we pour these things on our vegetables, what happens as we eat it for the next 10 years or so.
Yeah. I mean, I typically just use water. Sometimes if I'm feeling really ambitious, like I'll do a vinegar soak, but that's really it. I'm personally not into all the rinses.
I'll do the vinegar soak on the apples because of that like waxy peel or waxy stuff they put on there. Yeah. But sometimes it doesn't, then the apple doesn't last as long. So that's why they have the wax on there. Yeah. So it's just, my kids don't eat 5 apples a day, one per child, but we only have 2 children. So, but yeah, so I think there's lots of other things you can think about. Certainly not everyone needs to go buy out and buy every single thing, but make set goals for yourself. Pick one thing that you're going to do to detox your exposure each week or each month, like something that you're going to set a goal on. Maybe it's setting it along with a budget and how you transition to that less exposed toxin detox lifestyle. But even things like coffee, I mean, I'm guilty of going to Starbucks and other places like that. But if we're not drinking organic coffee or coffee that's been tested for like mycotoxins and pesticides, it can definitely be a big exposure for a lot of people. So we need like an organic coffee chain, or we need the coffee chains that are around to like start having organic, like pesticide tested coffee. So if anyone's listening to me that has money to invest in that or wants to lobby some of these big coffee places on that, that would be great. Cause there's something convenient about stopping and getting that versus making it at home. But at home we can make sure it's clean.
True. So what about, I'm talking about some of the physical things we can do to help detox, like exercise, or maybe you should say physical activity, even just walking.
Sweat, whatever makes you sweat.
Sweat. Yeah, even the sauna. Oh my gosh. Yes. I haven't gotten into the sauna game, but.
And now you can't.
And now, because I'm pregnant, but sauna is great. Doing some kind of physical activity that's going to make you sweat. Walking, just like moving, getting your lymph moving, even rebounding, like those little trampolines. Jumping on those a little bit to get your lymph moving and just mobilizing those toxins, super important as well for detoxification.
Yeah, that's a big thing about exercise in general. I mean, the sweat is one thing, but the movement and getting even just like, I mean, doing squats and getting your bowels moving like in the right direction and everything the way it should be can be huge in the detoxification process and the balance process in the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have the ability to get in a sauna, we have one, and I feel like it causes, I need to do these trace minerals and see if that can help me do the sauna better, because it does cause me to have headaches. And I'm like, okay, is it, but then when I take the electrolytes, sometimes I like get a headache too. So I'm like, okay, wait a second. I got to figure out this electrolyte balance, mineral balance in my body. But so important if you are a sauna user to make sure you're replacing electrolytes and making sure you're staying really hydrated. But I do need to get back into the sauna game myself.
Maybe you need to just start slower, like lower amounts of time.
Yes. Less minutes instead of like watching a whole episode of something.
Yeah. I don't think I could do it. I'm very sensitive to the heat, so I would have to start slow. I wish you lived closer so I could come sauna with you.
Yeah. I told Lauren, one of our pharmacists on the Farm Table team lives here in Dayton. And I said, we need to have like a podcast from the sauna some night.
Yes. I would love that.
They make I saw it because I was looking into like the home saunas and I was like, well, that's expensive. But they actually, I found a home sauna blanket that you can like roll up under your bed, and they're like under $250.
Yeah. I think another one of our pharmacists did that too. They have like a thing that they lay over top of them, which is really cool. Yeah. So lots of options there. Certainly some things you might have to budget for future. If we actually found this sauna on like, it's called BenFTA, but it's like this website where there's all these deals and auctions and things. And it was sort of like the early days of this particular organization coming to town. And so it was like way cheaper. It's probably like the best deal we've ever gotten. It was like only a couple $100s and it's like a $2,000 sauna. Oh. So has a little dent in the top, but that's it. So it's like amazing. So find yourself one of those.
Speaking of, another easy way to sweat too is to take a hot bath.
Yes. And,
you know,
Epsom salts
in your bath that has trace minerals, sea salt. But that, you know, even in like the non-detoxing world, like we used to educate patients in our clinic and pharmacy school that a hot bath is equal to like 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise. So it's not, you know, to replace exercise. Right. We still want people to exercise, but it is, you know, you can tell like your heart rate is increased. You might sweat for a little bit after the bath, but that's a great way to detox too.
My hot tub time is good.
Do you have any experience with castor oil packs?
I did it myself for a little while because I was having like what I would maybe think was ileocecal valve like inflammation when I was dealing with my gut health issues. And I would put it like right over that area, but it definitely like, if you're really constipated, it really works in that aspect. So like be careful with how much you use or how often you use it. Or if you're like rubbing castor oil all over your belly and then putting heat on it, like that's definitely getting absorbed and can cause diarrhea. So just be really cautious with that. But as far as like the detox component of it, I haven't used it a ton in that process. Have you?
I haven't. I've seen a lot of functional medicine providers, you know, recommending it. And even some on our team, like there's Queen of Thrones, which they make a nice, clean, like not messy castor oil pack that you can wear all the time.
Sure. Oh, interesting.
And I've also read that you can actually apply castor oil to like the area that you want, whether it's like your, say, uterus area or your liver area, and then take a bath. And the viscosity of the oil will stay on your skin.
It's super thick.
In the bathtub.
Sure. Oh, interesting. It's good too if you have any like the little cysts sometimes that you get from just like clogged pores. It can help sort of loosen stuff up there too because of the viscosity and everything. But
well, let me throw this out there. What about coffee enemas? Have y'all?
Ooh, I have heard about them, but I don't know if we have enough like clinical research on that to make like a.
Yeah, I'm like terrified to recommend to somebody to give themselves an enema. Like I just like.
Yeah.
Bowel perforation is like burned in my head from like hearing nursing home horror stories when they used to do like milk and honey enemas, but they say there are some functional providers that are like dead set on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've actually done them myself and I was super terrified to do them, but I saw a functional medicine doctor and, you know, just had a lot of personal health issues and she recommended them and I was super scared and I finally did them and it's really not bad, but that was on myself. Like recommending them to someone else is
There's definitely like a brief PubMed search here. Like there's some coffee enema induced acute colitis and there's a safety and efficacy of self-administered systematic review of case reports that really found like more side effects than I guess benefits, but I haven't dug deep into this. So yeah. So I think my general recommendation would probably be like, that's not for everybody and people shouldn't be going out there doing that themselves unless they're working with someone that is like really like lots of clinical experience.
Definitely.
With that.
And like the coffee thing, like making sure it's a good quality organic coffee and you're putting that into your body. So,
for sure. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I think we talked about a lot of things today, a lot of the dietary aspects. I mean, our biggest thing is decreasing your exposures as much as you can, getting your body, drink your water. I don't know if we emphasize that enough, but make sure you're getting plenty of water throughout the day, making sure that you're pooping. And that's really important as much. I'm like, can we say that on the podcast? Yes. We are always talking about elimination here and make sure that you're consuming those antioxidant rich foods and especially those cruciferous vegetables. So that leads to just discussing our 14-day reset that we have coming up. So we typically offer this twice a year for patients that, or anybody, you don't have to be a patient of ours, anybody that's listening to the podcast, anyone that you want to join you in this process. So we typically do this in the fall and in the spring. So we are going to be doing this in November this year. It's going to be starting after the Halloween. And so if you have a little bit too much Halloween candy, we can help you get off of that. But typically we have a kickoff where we talk about detoxing your body, how to be successful. We have a session on detoxing your mind and the role that stress plays in physical health. And so that one is probably one of the most important topics that we talk about. And then also detoxing our life with busyness has become just like the thing to be proud of. And there's so many things that we just need to just focus in our lives and like helping just to know where boundaries are. And that's so important in the process of detoxifying our body as well as the other physical pieces of that too. And then we'll sort of have a recap and next step. So it's a 14-day program. There's 4 coaching calls. And then we also have a supplement box and protein shake component. And then we have an app that you actually will get access to. And that will give you some meal plan ideas. You don't have to follow them exactly, but most of the meal plan is getting rid of dairy, getting rid of sugar, getting rid of gluten for this 14-day period, no caffeine during that period. So sometimes it's better to sort of like work on some of these things leading into it. Like Jessica said earlier, like the food first, like if we can start adjusting some of these dietary things, not, you know, eating all this, you know, gluten and dairy, and then the next day detoxing, starting the detox program because you're going to feel pretty bad. We want to make sure your gut's moving and everything before you get started with this program. So we'll be putting out more information about that, and please look for that. So we'd love to have you join us this year. Our past participants, so many of them just feel so much better afterwards. They have clearer thinking, less food cravings, less mood swings, less inflammation. Certainly 14 days may not be long enough for everybody, especially if there's some food intolerance, tolerances, gut imbalances, things that maybe need treated on a long-term basis. So it can definitely be a great start, sort of that kickoff to, hey, I'm going to make a difference in my health. I'm committing to myself. And then we can continue to talk and work with you on the other end to say, how do we continue this journey and help someone really get to the point of thriving? We're always talking about thriving so much that I put that on my license plate. My Ohio license plate says Thrive now. And so if you see me in Ohio driving around or somewhere else and it's Ohio plate, that's me. And my daughter keeps saying, do you work for Thrive Market? I'm like, no, it's not that. I just want people to thrive. So I'm going to get like something that goes around it that says, we don't want you to survive. We want you, you know, thrive with us and our website and everything. But yes, so I'm all about thriving, and we don't want people just getting through life with these symptoms and constantly having problems that are leading to the next problem. We want to get to the point where we're optimizing our health and really having a couple times a year where we like reset and get back on track is super important to that.
Melody, I just would like to emphasize, this is not some kind of like fad diet or juice cleanse. Yes. This is really, kind of what we do with all of our patients in functional medicine, like getting back to the basics of vibrant living, like eating whole foods, eliminating those toxic chemicals. And I just think that's important. Yeah. That's why we don't call it a 14-day detox. It's a reset. No. It's giving our body that kind of break and the foundation it needs to get back into balance.
And the nutrients that are part of the supplement regimen are specific nutrients that work in the liver to help the antioxidant component that we talked about, and also to neutralize those reactions, and then also the B vitamins that are necessary for those liver enzymes and all of that process. And then the fiber component and the protein component is also important, but that is, again, combined with the food process. And you could join us and just do the food process, absolutely, and really, you know, watching the diet and taking more water, putting in those antioxidants. But sort of the next level is adding those supplement support during that 14-day period.
Yeah. One more thing. This would be great too for anyone who maybe has some kind of health issue or just some annoying symptoms and you can't afford a full functional medicine visit with us. We do understand that can get expensive, but this is a great introduction. And really, we would start with a lot of people as, food and lifestyle and things like that. And I think it's very affordable. So.
Yeah. So we'll link in the show notes and we will give you more information as we're getting closer to that. But November is the time frame. So get ready, start getting your bowels moving. If you need help with that, you can find us at farmtotable.life, PharmToTable.life. And thank you guys so much for joining. It was a good conversation about all of these different topics of detoxification, even learning from one another as we talk. So thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We're excited you are on your journey with us. Find us online at farmtotable.life, farm with a P, and on Instagram at farmtotableteam.